Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bad news. Sad news. Horrible news everywhere. We're sick of it. We find the happy news. The reason to smile first thing in the morning.
That's good news.
It's good news.
Ain't it good?
On KRC.
What's good today, Liz?
Well, I thought of you when I first read this. You love space. You are my space buddy. You are obsessed with space.
Yep.
So SpaceX is planning to launch its first all-civilian flight this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And a 29-year-old woman who beat cancer as a little kid just got a free ticket, which I think is really cool.
Really?
Her name is Haley Arsenault. Yeah, she was a patient at St. Jude's about two decades ago, and now she works there as a physician's assistant. So a billionaire named Jared Isaacman is paying for her seat, and you could also win a seat by donating at least $10 to St. Jude's by this Sunday.
Hmm.
Here's a clip of Haley and Jared talking about it.
A few months before I was diagnosed, my family went to NASA in Houston. Of course, I wanted to be an astronaut after I went there.
I think she's going to send a message to the world that you can face, you know, really, really difficult times, even as a child, and still grow up and fulfill your dreams.
Honestly, I'm not nervous at all. And I think that my cancer journey prepared me for this.
So she'll be the youngest one ever up there.
And you figure, you know, what she has gone through, you know, it's so much more than, you know, jumping in the spacecraft.
Exactly.
Right?
She's probably like, bring it. So if this is something that might interest you and you want to donate, it's for a great cause anyway. I put the links up on our KRZ Facebook page and a little bit more about the story and Haley's photo, like if you want to read a little bit more about her. But I thought, how cool. Now there's a make-a-wish for you. Send me to space, right?
Would you go? Like, if you had the opportunity?
I don't know if I'd have the cojones to go. Would you really?
That's a different kind of a trip. It's, you know, it's not like in a normal airline. You're out there.
I know.
You're flying.
I probably would, just because it'd be one of those once-in-a-lifetime things that, you know, if you said no, you would kick yourself forever.
Right, exactly. And one of the first, too.
Yeah.
Cool story.
Good for her.